The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They view this as a coveted opening. No doubt they're going to choose. They're going to aim as high as possible as far as a candidate goes. This is all about Caleb Williams. Everything they do, every selection of a head coach is going to be, is this the best for the development of Caleb Williams? Might point us in the direction of an offensive head coach. Obviously, we will see, but it certainly seems that is the way they're heading. And then as far as the candidate to consider, Ben Johnson, the Lions offensive coordinator, makes a lot of sense, going to be one of the top candidates. I do believe he would consider this opportunity if all things go well. Aaron Glenn and Mike Vrabel, certainly two high candidates to consider. And then Cliff Kingsbury, the Commanders OC, who of course worked with Caleb at USC, also a big time name to watch.
Big time name to watch, Cliff Kingsbury, according to Ian Rappaport, talking Chicago Bears job opening. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Danny, Washington's offense, for all of the discussions we've had about the regression in the last month that came to a screeching halt with a masterpiece offensively on Sunday against the Titans, they ranked number 6 in yards per play, number 5 running the football, number 6 passing the football. They're top 8 at avoiding interceptions. They're number 4 in generating first downs. They are number 6 on third down. They're number 1 on fourth down. And they are 7th in the red zone. After going 5 of 7, they've climbed a bunch of spots. Cliff Kingsbury, as a coordinator, is going to generate interest. The question is, do we think after just 1 year as an OC, he would leave Washington to go take a head coaching job?
I do. I think that's always been the goal. And sometimes that's okay, by the way. So I think of, I'm trying to remember the name of the cornerback. I'm blanking on it now all of a sudden. But there was a player that needed a needs a reclamation. Ronald Darby, I think was the name I was thinking of, who was a former top pick, hadn't gone well, was injured a bunch, needed a rehab. So we'll give you a one-year deal. We need good corner play. You need to rehab your image. Everybody benefits. We can't sign you long-term, but we'll give you a chance to showcase. Boom, he did. Everybody lives happily ever after. That's what this is to me. A guy with head coaching experience who's trying to rehabilitate his head coaching image to show that he's adjusted and learned and changed some things. He had a sabbatical, time back in college. Now you're running one of the league's hottest offenses. The young quarterback has thrived under your tutelage. I think I've always thought that's what this was a, hey, this makes sense for you. It actually makes sense for us too. And we're going to have a bunch of guys underneath you that will kind of hopefully keep implementing your scheme and design. So it's not too much of a curve or an adjustment period year over year. But I've always thought that's what this was. If it goes well, he's gone.
So it stands to reason that Kingsbury or any other recently fired head coach would want to be a head coach again. It's not like he's had two or three opportunities and failed, and so he's not in the coaching circle of guys that you want to offer a job to. He had one opportunity. It didn't go that badly, by the way. You know, the Cardinals got off to some incredible starts, had a playoff run, ended up, after a couple of key injuries to Murray, going sideways, and he ended up falling on the chopping block. He He goes,
"Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts."
And rehabilitates himself essentially at USC, working with Caleb Williams, and lo and behold, now Williams is the pick at one with the Bears, the best opening this offseason. A guy in Kingsbury that's already interviewed for your OC job that you, for whatever reason, didn't take last year, is potentially now going to be a candidate again for your head coaching job. So I get all the connecting of the dots, 100%. I also think it's easy to assume he'd want to be a head coach, Danny. Why? Because you're going to make 2 or 3 times what you make anyway, maybe more, honestly. I mean, if you're making a couple $1 million of, you know, if you're $2.5 million or something, you might make 3 times that as a head coach, depending on where you end up. On top of that, isn't some of this just an ego thing? And I don't mean this negatively, but like,
100%
you don't want your name on the radio show? You know what I'm saying?
Like, of course.
You don't want to be doing drive time, you don't want to be, whatever your business is, like some of it is, you're working towards something. As a coach your whole life, you're not working toward being an OC.
Well, yeah, these guys are the alphas of the alphas, right? Like the athletic arrogance that you have to play this game is off the charts. You have to walk into these car wrecks thinking you're invincible. Same thing with a coach, that your way is the best way. Because you could learn from anybody. You could do anything. You could run a wishbone. You could run, the oop-de-oop, like Varsity Blues. You could do a million different things. You've chosen your way. Your way to you is the best way, and all you want to do is be a competitor and prove it. So, yeah, and that's not a knock at all, by the way. That competitive spirit is what drives these guys to such high degrees, and it's why they're in such demand. So, yeah, I mean, to me, this has always been, of course. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if it goes well, that's the risk of having a defensive head coach, is you've got to make sure you have a good tree underneath him. And that's looks like what they've done by design. Proof will be in the pudding over the next several years, you know, if it works.
So, but here's what I've heard, and I don't know how gospel this is. I'm just passing along what I've been told. And this is from two people. One is around the organization day in and day out, I will say. And the other is someone who knows Kingsbury decently. Both of them have told me they'd be surprised if he left this offseason for a head coaching job. That essentially, when they talked to him, at least this past offseason or going into this OC job, that his goal was not to try to get a head coaching job as quick as he could. He's a little bit of a different guy. How many times have you guys seen Cliff Kingsbury doing interviews outside of the podium this year? I'm not sure that you have. He doesn't really enjoy the media part of this. It's not fun for him. Doesn't make him a bad guy. His obligation is right now to talk once a week, go out, answer questions. He does that. And for the most part, he doesn't bristle or get overly annoyed. I think he kind of got agitated at some questions and handled it fine. I mean, it was playful. But last week about the regression, the cliff or whatever. But if you're a head coach, the amount of extra work and time and obligations outside of just drawing up plays on a napkin and calling plays and working with your quarterback is astronomical. Does he want to do that? I think it's a fair question. Look at like Ben Johnson as an example, who the last two off seasons has been the single most sought after coach as a candidate. And he has left teams at the altar and said no thank you to stay put because he liked his situation. I do think that there is a very real possibility that Kingsbury is a guy who goes, I got a quarterback I want to work with who's going to be a star. I got a pretty good situation with a defensive-minded head coach here. I'm in a market that's ascending, you know, playoffs year one, chance to go on a run potentially. I'm not in a rush to leave. Yeah, it'd be more money. Yeah, the ego thing is nice, but that'll come. And I think there's something to that. Now, the only caveat I have is, are you going to get a better offer than the Bears with Caleb Williams and the group they've put together? If you're, like, let's say for whatever reason, they interview Ben Johnson, they interview Cliff Kingsbury, and you got a real chance to get that job. I have a hard time imagining you're going to do better. Like, with Ben Johnson, don't you think he regrets not trying to get Washington's job. You're not going to get a Adam Peters, Jaden Daniels, new hungry ownership situation wherever you go. If you go to the Bears, quarterback might not be as good. GM isn't as good, maybe. And the ownership is way worse, it would appear. So I think you have to think about that. And that's why I'm open to the possibility that maybe, even though I'm told he won't want to leave, maybe the Bears' job is so good he'd have to consider
it. And that's a huge part of it to me, right? Like, now, obviously, this would be realistic. Like, maybe it would. If Carolina comes calling tomorrow and you got to rehabilitate another three-win team, they're trying to dig him out of the toilet with a terrible ownership group.
Or like Jacksonville.
Yeah, if Jacksonville comes calling again and whatever, maybe you don't leave. But I don't know. I mean, to me, sometimes it can be DeMeco Ryans. And every one of these guys is so... And again, this sounds like I'm being negative. I'm not. Is so full of themselves that I'm the one that's going to fix it. I'm the one that's going to go there and use my aptitude, my knowledge, my competitiveness. I'm going to set the culture. I'm going to turn it around. Plus all the money, you know, and everything that goes with it. It's if I do it, then everyone has to say I'm the best. And that competitiveness is what drives these guys for the most part. Again, I don't know Cliff Kingsbury. I've never spoken to him, but and he may be wired differently. But to me, if there's a situation that makes a lot of sense, it's that Chicago one. Right. Ryan Poles, whether they got every bit of personnel right or not, has been shrewd making deals over the last several seasons, acquiring some talent, acquiring draft picks, maneuvering around the board. That's as good a situation as you're going to find. A quarterback that you already know, that you believe in, presumably, unless he happened to be around Caleb and thinks that he stinks, which I've never heard. But that's a pretty cushy landing spot if you're going to go try to be a head coach. You know, obviously in a pretty difficult division, but still, again, that competitiveness kind of kicks in at that point, I would think.